At the top of the news this Monday evening, Chadian rebels withdrew from the capital of the oil-rich country overnight after encountering fierce resistance from government forces backed by tanks and helicopter gunships. Hundreds of people have fled the city, and officials fear the number of casualties from 2 days of fighting in N'Djamena is very high. Deputy Director of the Africa Program at the International Crisis Group, Daniela Kruslak, described the situation on the ground for us.
The electricity cuts, communications cuts, the problem of providing food in such a situation, you can't just go shopping. The other dimension is, of course, in the east, where the insecurity has jeopardized some of the humanitarian operations there and leaves the camps of IDPs and refugees in a dire state if this insecurity continues. And with the degradation of security and of state authority, the NGOs and those who provide humanitarian aid will not be able to deliver. The situation changes from day to day, and the dynamics dynamics that are added onto it, and it's a very fluid situation. Things might change tomorrow, 2 days. You have to also see how things evolve now with the Battle of N'Djamena. There's also been another offensive in the east, in Adret, and you still have Abishir. And whether Al-Bashir will be attacked or not, these are all dynamics that will shape the outcome of the situation. And there are certain indicators, of course, that you can provide an analysis up to here, but you have to be aware that things are still very much in flux.